the update from the Lincoln County Commission and Commissioner Kent Conley in studio today. Good morning, Commissioner. Nice to see you on this side of the county this morning.
Good morning. It's a nice drive up here. The roads were dry for a change, and I mean for a change.
Yeah, for a change. The winter that just keeps on giving, isn't it?
It does.
Just keeps on giving. Well, a number of topics to go over this morning, Commissioner, with what's happening in Lincoln County. First one to bring up, we've seen this start getting some attention, especially from those living in the Aetna area. Proposal to, if I'm understanding correctly, build an asphalt plant in Aetna that's already gone to the Planning and Zoning Commission. So give us some background on this before we talk about where we're at. Give us some background on who's proposing this and what the proposal is.
Well, the actual operator comes to us with a permit request to basically put in an asphalt batching plant, and then that is always vetted through the process. And the process for us is no different than the state. The Planning and Zoning Commission is where you go to first if you're a citizen, and that's where you voice your opinion or your input back and forth, and then that commission then makes a recommendation to the Planning and Zoning, who brings it to before the Board of County Commissioners, where we are the final ultimate decision. But it's very key that people want to get in on the processes, let us know. This is one of them. I'm getting flooded with emails, and we've got about 20 or 30 because of the backlog we have in planning and zoning. This one is very, very much on the forefront up here, like you say, and people need to voice their opinion. Make it respectful, but voice your opinion so we know and we have the facts of what the people want as an outcome on it.
So this is where a current gravel pit is, correct? Is that where this
correct.
Is the location? In Aetna, kind of next to that. Where is it in Aetna? Can you describe it for us?
Oh, that would be tough for me to give you a description because I don't know the local names of the houses.
Sure, sure. But it's not far from the highway, correct?
No, it's not. Well, see, and everything is in Star Valley alone. You really don't have what you call separation for anything like this. And so that's what makes it very, very critical. Well, just to give you an example, though, of these types of operations, there's really only one producer of this right now, and that is in Mid Valley, and they're we actually haul asphalt from up here to southern Lincoln County when we do some of our projects or clear from Green River.
Okay. So tell us, the proposal is to build this asphalt plant, and what are the concerns that you're hearing?
I'm hearing on the typical ones on an asphalt plant is the smell, pollution, what does it do to groundwater, and that's where I come in. I'll be up there today looking at it again just so I can clarify what I've seen and what I've heard. And will it affect groundwater? Will it affect air? What is the effect of putting that type of – this is literally a mini industry is what it is, not comparable to the monster industries that we have in the South, but it affects people's lives and does things in between. And so we'll be taking a very close look at it. And we also have all the responsibility of protecting personal property rights as we do that.
Lincoln County is a big place. Why Aetna?
That's
next to a residential. I mean, like you mentioned, Star Valley itself is hard to find a place where there's not residentials
correct.
Going in, right? But Lincoln County is a big place.
It is, and so it's driven by the gravel source. And when I said that southern Lincoln County has issues, ours won't cut spec down in that country. So when YDOT does something on roads, or even we as a county, we can't get the quality of gravel that we want, which is amazing that we don't have it. We just don't have it down there. We have seams of sand and some different things in there. But your gravel pits up here are much more prevalent in here because of location. And so the location of those pits is driven where these plants go. They want it next to a source so they can make it work. Jackson Hole has the same issues and stuff like that in between there. And so development is development, and you're going to have asphalt. You're going to have sand and gravel for concrete. Those are products that you have to have in order to accommodate just regular living, let alone the massive expansion that's not only going on up here, but in southern Lincoln County, because we're faced with the same issue down there. Where are we going to get the asphalt? Where are we going to get the concrete to build the infrastructure down there? Where does it come from to build the homes here, build the driveways, pave highways, redo highways, patch highways, that kind of stuff?
Okay. So tell us where this stands now. I understand it's already been looked at by planning and zoning, correct?
Correct. And then that will come to us in our next meeting on May 5th. I believe it is Wednesday of May, and I think, yeah, the 4th.
Okay.
But our planning and zoning is always handled on the second day of the first Tuesday of the month by law. We meet the second day. We handle the rest of our agenda, and that is when planning and zoning is always taking place. on those subjects. And so they will bring that recommendation to us. In the meantime, we're getting flooded with information from them and the public. And so then we have to try to sit down and sort all that out and look at what we have. And then, of course, it's an absolute open public hearing when we're looking at this subject and dealing with it.
Has Planning and Zoning already made the recommendation?
I believe they have. They've met the other night, and I have not seen that and will not get to see that until they all get it all compiled up in front of me.
Okay. Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley in studio this morning. Anything else regarding not just this plant, but the process on how it works that you'd like to bring up today?
Just remember that the public always needs to be in on the process. We have a problem with a new BLM rule that isn't allowing the public to comment, and so we're always fighting for the right to the public to stand up in front of us or us be able to represent them in what they want. And so the planning and zoning process is very structured, like I say, like the state. I just had to go down there to get money for grants up and down this county. And the SLIB board itself brings the recommendation to the five electeds. And for us, our planning and zoning board brings the recommendation to us, except in some small permitting. Either way, if you as a citizen have a complaint, it needs to go through the planning and zoning first, or information that you need on what is happening with it. They're the first step in the process.
So just to summarize, if I'm understanding correctly, in this particular instance, you're trying to balance the need for asphalt coming from a gravel-rich area and also respect the people that are living there, right? I mean, that's kind
Absolutely.
Of what this is coming down to, right?
Absolutely, and that's why it's a final process to be able to make the decision what we believe is in the best interest of the public who we represent. We work for the Wyoming State Legislature. They make the rules for some of this stuff, but we still we're elected by the people. We work for the Wyoming State Legislature, just like all the other five electeds around me.
Okay, and so the commission will take up this issue on the first Wednesday, Wednesday, May 3rd. Is that correct? Next week?
Correct. I think you got the date right. I'm looking it up.
All right, so Wednesday the 3rd, and further questions can be directed. Now that planning and zoning is finalizing their recommendation, further discussion can be directed to the commission.
Can be directed to the commission. They can still come into the Planning and Zoning Commission. The door's still open all the time for flow of information. So if you have something, and it's really easier if it goes to the Planning and Zoning, because then they can put it in the document that they prepare for us.
Perfect. Commissioner Conley in studio today. Commissioner, some other items happening. The nuclear power plant. Give us an update on how things are progressing.
Terra Power is still on schedule. There was the listing of the delay, which really wasn't a delay. We viewed it as an opportunity to extend how long we have to prepare for this down through there. There's big housing developments going in where I'm at. But as of right now, Terra Power is scheduled to have their groundbreaking ceremony in the middle of May, weather depending, as everybody knows that I'm speaking to today. And so that is the process. It will have Island 1, which is the test facility that people have not really wrapped their arms around yet, and I don't expect them to, that test facility figures out what they're going to do before they actually start construction of the actual power plant itself, which won't take place until 24, 25, maybe clear to 26. 10-year process when they announced it. Important to listen to those things, because we not only have them, we have tri-site, coal to diesel, coal to humate, which is a fertilizer. We also have another process coming into town looking at us for coal to ammonia. And we also have the small nuclears that are going to be offtakes of this. There is a massive amount of stuff going on. But I also want to let the public be aware of the 20% rate increase by Idaho Power and the 21 by Rocky Mountain Power. We are right in the middle of this discussion. We want industry here. Why do we want industry? We were able to lower the mill levies back in the days when the industry ratio stayed high enough that we had that option. That we need to keep that on the table. Those big companies that can pay up to 77% of the total tax load, because that's our issue of taxes. I hear taxes 24/7, and the tax issue is very, very real. I have to pay it just like everyone else. We've got to go back to a system. We've got to keep the pressure on. We want industry here. We want jobs, and this applies up here. We haven't built new water devices to make electricity. We haven't built new coal plants for 60 years. How this transition takes place is key to our whole taxing base, and we need the public to support us across this state for tax cuts. Your local officials are push, 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 but we're getting outvoted on the other side of the state. When you meet your relatives, when you meet Wyoming on this big city we live in, make sure you get the other counties around us and in this state to vote. We're getting outvoted in the Wyoming State Legislature for tax cuts.
Commissioner Kate Conley in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Speaking of the industry, I had a conversation with Brian Muir recently on the air, and we brought up the, you mentioned the hydrogen power proposal, and that seems to be progressing as well, correct?
Correct, and it's just not hydrogen. You want to put ammonia in the mix in this thing, in the gas stream is ammonia. We are home to one of the leaders in this technology in Exxon Corporation. 20% of the carbon capture in the world is put out by them right now, which most people don't know, and they're the world leader in helium. These are byproducts of what I will refer to as the new age. Doesn't matter where you're at on green and how this progression takes place. Technology is changing what we do with industry. Coal has too much in it that's valuable. Natural gas has too much in it that's valuable. And the hydrogen hubs that were announced, I believe, 7 or 8 weeks ago, or maybe longer than that ago, these are new things that we want to be a part of and have industries and jobs that tie to them. Your phosphate business over here comes into it on the byproducts they have. The mining industry affects this county up and down. Minerals, we want minerals taxes paid. That's what we are, but we also want the jobs this time around that goes with them.
Commissioner Kate Conley in studio. Commissioner, thanks for your time. Anything we missed?
I don't think so. Just be aware of the public processes, and we do listen to that as they come in. Like I say, use the process to your advantage as a taxpayer. Be able to reach out to us and get us the information in a timely fashion so that we can make an informed decision.
That's Lincoln County Commissioner Kate Conley. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.